This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Winter wallop.
An unprecedented three-day weather event.
Trump grand juror speaks out.
We heard a lot of very compelling evidence.
Toxic train cleanup.
We're going to hold them accountable to the fullest extent of the law.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, a coast-to-coast storm system has 75 million people under winter weather alerts in 29 states. In the upper Midwest, the worst of it now, heavy snow and blizzard conditions. CBS's Christina Ruffini.
The winter blast is whipping across the country, barreling through the Rockies, causing near whiteout conditions for drivers in Utah, downing trees and knocking out power lines along the West Coast. The blizzard's bullseye is now over Minneapolis.
We are bracing for what is likely to be one of the largest snowstorms in Minnesota history.
The National Weather Service is predicting up to 45 mile per hour winds and difficult or even impossible driving conditions for travelers. The Twin Cities are no strangers to snow, but this storm could drop nearly 2 feet.
Meteorologist Stephanie Abrams of our partners at the Weather Channel.
The biggest accumulations will be from the high plains on into New England, and at times we could have snowfall rates at 1 to 2 inches an hour. And winds gusting to 50 miles an hour, we have to look out for drifts that could be several feet deep and wind chills down to 45 below zero. Now the freezing rain extends into the Northeast as well, where even a light glaze could cause some accidents.
CBS's Robert Costa says the forewoman of the Georgia grand jury that investigated former President Trump's alleged efforts to change the state's 2020 election results is speaking out.
It's not a short list.
Emily Coors' interviews come unusually before the district attorney has announced how to proceed. It also follows a judge's partial release of a report last week on the special grand jury's findings, which states that jurors believe one or more witnesses might have lied during testimony.
If they've been following the investigation, I can't see it being a shocker.
Much of the probe centered around the alleged pressure campaign led by former President Trump and his longtime lawyer Rudy Giuliani on Georgia officials like Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, who Trump pressed in a January 2021 phone call.
Look, Brad, I have to find 12,000 votes.
While Coors stoked intense speculation, she would not explicitly say whether the special grand jury is recommending charges against Trump.
We definitely heard a lot about former President Trump. When this list comes out, there are no major plot twists waiting for you.
President Biden wraps up his four-day visit to Ukraine and Poland today, a day after telling Russia and the world that NATO will not be divided and will not tire. White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy is in Warsaw.
President Biden meets today with a group of leaders from eastern flank NATO countries that call themselves the Bucharest Nine. They are right at Putin's doorstep, and Mr. Biden aims to reassure them that America's commitment to the alliance's mutual defense pledge is rock solid.
Vladimir Putin says Russia is withdrawing from the last remaining nuclear arms reduction treaty with the United States. CBS's David Martin says this comes after word Moscow carried out a planned intercontinental ballistic missile test on Monday.
The test of one of Russia's newest ICBMs coincided with President Biden's surprise trip to Kyiv. But a U.S. official said Russia had followed the requirements of the START nuclear arms treaty and notified the U.S. at least 24 hours in advance. Russia was not notified of the president's trip to Kyiv until just a few hours before he entered Ukraine.
A top Chinese diplomat is in Moscow amid indications Beijing could offer Russia more support for its war in Ukraine. There's word a British-born schoolgirl who joined ISIS will not get her citizenship back.
Shamima Begum was 15 when she and two of her London school friends ran away to become ISIS brides. They died in the fighting and chaos there. She was found in a Syrian detention camp in 2019 and promptly stripped of her British nationality. Her lawyers called her a grooming victim. The British government argued, even if that was true, she could still pose a security threat. The Special Immigration Court apparently agreed. Begum's lawyers are likely to appeal. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The White House has unveiled a plan designed to reduce unauthorized border crossings by migrants seeking asylum. CBS's Steve Futterman.
Under the proposal, migrants seeking asylum would be required to go through a number of steps before they would be allowed to enter the U.S. This includes being denied asylum in other countries they pass before reaching the U.S. The new rules could end up preventing tens of thousands from seeking asylum. The new plan would apply to families and single adults. Unaccompanied minors would be exempt.
The government is ordering the rail line involved in the toxic train wreck in East Palestine, Ohio, to pay for the cleanup involved. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg tells CBS News,
"We're going to hold them accountable to the fullest extent of the law on any violations from Norfolk Southern that contributed to this disaster. Meanwhile, the EPA is holding them responsible for the cleanup."
For the first time, a black woman will represent Virginia in Congress. Longtime Democratic state lawmaker Virginia McClellan won an election for the seat held by Democrat Donald McEachin, who died last November after winning a fourth term.
When we come together and we care about doing the work and solving the problems, we can help people. We will make this Commonwealth and this country a better place for everyone.
The Supreme Court hears arguments today on whether Twitter, Facebook, and other platforms can be sued over a 2017 ISIS attack on a Turkish nightclub based on the contention they assisted in fueling the growth of the terror group. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
Twitter's position is that it's not enough for them to merely make its platform available to terrorists in order to violate the Anti-Terrorism Act. It has to be aware of a specific act of terrorism that its platform is aiding and abetting, and that if they took action to block the accounts, the terrorism would have been thwarted altogether.
The court heard a similar case yesterday brought by the parents of a student killed in a Paris terror attack in 2015. Back in the 1960s, a Rolling Stones song with a little something extra. Beatles John Lennon and Paul McCartney sang backup on that tune. Now Variety reports the Stones are recording an album that will feature the surviving Beatles. McCartney on bass and Ringo Starr on drums. Recording sessions have been going on in L.A.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Something new appears bound for the menu at Starbucks.
The stuff people put in their Starbucks drinks,
an iced half-calf venti, octo shot, three-pump cinnamon dolce,
can often be a little odd.
Put a little cinnamon in there, put a little nutmeg in too. It's a pumpkin-y.
Now the coffee chain is rolling out a new line of beverages made with extra virgin olive oil. And if you're watching your weight, that shot adds 120 calories to the drink, though doctors have said there are health benefits to the ingredient. It's beginning in Italy this week. Southern California will be the first American region to sample the beverages come spring. Matt Piper, CBS News.
It might be wise to pass on the poppy bagels or muffins for those in the military. The Pentagon is warning its 1.3 million active duty soldiers, sailors, Marines, and airmen that those seeds could result in positive drug tests for codeine and get in the way of efforts to identify illicit drug use. That's the World News Roundup for Wednesday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay. And what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.